that Southeast Division, mm-hmm. one of those Stanley Cups, 2006, Carolina Hurricanes. The head coach back then, Peter Laviolette, joins us now. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. We're just dealing with some fans who can't seem to get past the fact that not everybody loves the Washington Capitals. I mean, they're a good team. We respect them and everything, but, I mean, let's get past this South Lease stuff. That's old news. I mean, you at Tampa Bay with a Stanley Cup in that division, we've moved on from that stuff, haven't we?
It always seems to, you know, when you're talking about Philadelphia and the Rangers and the Boston Bruins and all the teams up north, I think the Southeast gets lost a little bit. But there's some, you know, what amazes me about the Southeast is some of the talented, and every team, I guess, has some talented players, but, you know, the Southeast has some of the top players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about Kovalchuk or Ovechkin or Eric Staal, Vinny LeCavalier, and, you know, they're pretty darn good players. And, you know, they've got some, I think the teams are playing pretty good right now. Like Carolina had a good run at the end of the year. And I got to see Tampa Bay, went up there last week, and I watched Tampa Bay play, and I thought that they looked terrific. Their power play was good. Their top players were playing excellent. Their defense is really improved. And Hedman looked like he'd been playing in the NHL for quite a few years. So, you know, they got a good team. But I think, you know, I think the Capitals have what it takes to be successful. You know, I think the one question that comes up with them, and, you know, it'll come up with any team when you're talking about winning the Stanley Cup, and it's goaltending. And, you know, maybe they have enough, maybe they don't. Time will tell that, but that's the one thing that kind of kicks up for me.
I want to remind people as well that you are still a part of the team over at TSN, and we're going to see you on the NHL TSN panel throughout the season, so we're looking forward to seeing you there. But the big news, Peter, is the fact that you're going to be going to the Deutschland Cup in Munich, Germany, November 6th to the 8th. As part of that tournament, you're going to be leading the U.S. men's select team. Now, maybe a lot of fans not necessarily familiar with the Deutschland Cup and with the selects team, so we will sort of try and educate them a little bit here if they don't know about it. First and foremost, you guys are going to be naming your roster this week.
Yeah, we are. It's you know, typically when you talk about the Deutschland Cup, you know, the European leagues, they close down so that this tournament can take place. So, you know, you're not going to see NHL players over there or even American Hockey League players. What typically you get are from the U.S. and Canada, who alternate every other year, I believe. So Canada played in the Deutschland Cup last year, so now it's the U.S.'s turn to play in the tournament. And typically what you see is U.S. players or, on an odd year, Canadian players that are playing in Europe. And they're usually more like veteran AHL players or somebody who's gone to Europe for different reasons that are playing in Germany or playing in the Swiss League. And, you know, they go over and they play in this tournament. The USA asks coaches and players to come and participate. It's a great tournament. Germany's in it, Slovakia and Switzerland. And typically, minus their NHL players from Germany or from Switzerland, you'll see a lot of their players that will play in the Olympics and in the World Championships on their Deutschland Cup team. So they won't have the guys that are in the NHL, but everybody else for Slovakia, Germany, and the Swiss team will be there. And it's just three games. It's a great tournament. I actually coached it before I took the job in Carolina in 2004. I coached the 2003 team in the Deutschland Cup, and it's just a lot of fun. It's just a quick tournament over a weekend, and great hockey, great atmosphere, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and not one that I'm necessarily that familiar with. I certainly know a lot more about the Spengler Cup and watching that over the Christmas holidays. Where does this sort of rank as far as importance in the fact that we're just a few months away from an Olympic tournament at the Vancouver Games? Obviously, I would imagine there's going to be a lot of scouting going on.
No question. This is not at the same level as the Olympics or even the World Championships. It's a smaller tournament. There's no crossover, an elimination game. There's no gold medal game. You play each team once. So there's four teams in the tournament. You're going to play each team once, and the team with the best record at the end of the tournament is the Deutschland Cup winner. And it's just a it's a good tournament, you know, prior to World Championships and Olympics, I think, to get the players that are ready, especially from those teams. I know the USA has really enjoyed being part of it. Like I said, Canada goes. When we don't go, Canada goes. We switch every other year. And it's just, you know, more international hockey. And, you know, a lot of times, like that tournament has led to players playing, for U.S. anyway, has led to players playing on World Championship teams, or, you know, has helped get them back to the NHL or promote their career. So a lot of guys, you know, really put some stock into the tournament. It's an opportunity to play for your country. But I know that USA has taken players from that tournament and put them on World Championship team, you know, coming up in the spring.
Who is going to be working with you with regards to your coaching staff?
Well, Greg Poss is going to be working with me. I don't know if you're familiar with Greg, but he's been coaching over in Germany. He played in Germany. He coached Germany over in the DEL. He won a championship over there. He played at the University of Wisconsin. He's an American coach. You know, most recently, his biggest job was he was head coach of the German national team for a couple of years. And he's a real good, young, bright coach, and I've worked with him before at a Deutschland Cup and at a World Championships. The other coach that we're adding is Paul Fenton, the assistant general manager from the Nashville Predators. And I know Paul, we're both from Massachusetts. We go way back together. And, you know, his son's going to be on the team, and he's going to get a chance to come in and do some coaching. But I think also get a chance to watch his son play, which he probably doesn't get to do too much of. And it should be a real good weekend for him. So we're looking forward to it. We got a real good staff in place, and it should be, like I said, it should be a lot of fun. These tournaments, I love these international tournaments, and the fans and the way the tournaments are run, and they're exciting.
Yeah, you and loving international hockey, not a shocking statement at all there. You've been so involved with USA Hockey over the years, and whether it was national teams at the World Championship or at the Olympics, as you mentioned, you've already had the experience at the Deutschland Cup. I mean, you're one of those guys that has USA Hockey tattooed on your chest.
You know what? If you've been to these tournaments, like I don't know if you've ever been over in the atmosphere of what these tournaments represent, but you know, some of the greatest, some of my greatest participation in hockey has been at these World Championships and Olympics and the Deutschland Cup. But you know, for instance, back in 2004, we had a team for the U.S., and we were playing the Czech team, and the Czech team was just loaded right up, and the game was in Prague, and in their brand-new building, and kind of a preview to their Olympics and their Olympic team and everything else, and it was 17,000 Czechs that filled the building, and, you know, we ended up tying them 2-2 at the end of regulation and overtime. It went to a shootout, and we scored on the last goal. They scored none, and we scored on the last goal to eliminate them and move on to the medal games. And it was just unless you're there and you're part of that, it's really hard to explain it, because the fans over there, they're so, you think of like the soccer games and the soccer matches that you see on TVs. People are painted up. They've been tailgating, you know, since the wee hours of the morning. They've been outside tailgating, getting ready for this game. They're painted. They're chanting. And when they come into the building, it's loud, and it's quite an atmosphere.
Peter, with the Olympics coming up in just a few months, the debate will certainly reappear here, and it already has a little bit. The pros versus amateurs debate, and whether or not professional hockey players should be used in the Olympics, I come down pretty much on the pro side, though when I was younger, I did enjoy the amateur tournaments, but the reality is people want to see the best players on the biggest stage, so I've sort of crossed over here to the professional side of the argument. I'm wondering where you fall on that.
I'm probably right in line where you're at. I mean, I'm growing up in the States, and, you know, watching 1980 and what happened for the U.S. team back in 1980, you know, you always kind of hang on to that memory, and it'll never be the same because you're using professionals, and the glory of that, that event that marked, you know, U.S. history, U.S. sports history, and is, I'm not even arguably, is the greatest moment ever in sports for the United States. I think being removed from that as you get older and you see the Alexander Ovechkins and the Eric Stahls and the Parisis of the world, you know, you really understand how good these guys are and how great that hockey is. And I have, you know, removed myself from back when I thought, you know, that using young kids and going for that gold and the dream of it all, I now find myself heavily over towards I'd rather see the best players the way they have it now and keeping it at the pros, because those are the best players in the world, and why not put them on the biggest stage in the world and find out actually who is the best with the best players.
Peter, clearly you love USA Hockey. You're taking on another challenge with them here, but I think also important to note that for any NHL coach who's not in the NHL, you want to stay involved in the game. You want to stay involved in the battles, and that's obviously, you know, one of the things that you're going to accomplish by going over to the Deutschland Cup. And obviously you don't wish for anybody to lose their job, but that's the only way you're going to find yourself back in the NHL. Any whispers, any contacts at all, any closer, do you think, to making a return?
No, I mean, there was a couple of interviews this summer, but, you know, nothing happened. And you're right. Like, most of these guys, when you've been in it for a few years, you start to establish relationships and bonds and with the other coaches in the league. And I can tell you this, that there's a lot of great coaches out there. The ones that are coaching right now are terrific coaches. There's a lot of great young coaches. So it's, yeah, you never want to see anything bad happen, because most of these guys are your friends that you deal with. And having gone through it, it's never an easy thing to go through when you get fired. So it's not an easy thing. But, you know, the reality that sure, the sun's going to come up tomorrow, there's going to be a coach that gets fired somewhere at some point, because it's just the nature of the job. And if I do get hired someday, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get fired again someday as well. So it's just the way it is. There's not much you can do about it, but just do the best that you can while you're in there. So, you know, if that time comes, I'm certainly looking forward to it. And but, you know, right now, you know, I'm just down in Florida with my family. And like I said, we're doing some work for TSN, some work for Versus, some work for the Olympics on NBC. And I'll look forward to that. The Deutschland Cup keep me busy. And, you know, if something happens, I don't know what it will be or where or when it'll be, but, you know, I know I'm looking forward to it.